GOP Congresswoman, Republican-led amnesty plan coming next week. By John Binder on March 2, 2021. Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, RFL, suggests a Republican-led amnesty plan for millions of illegal aliens living in the United States could be unveiled probably next week. In an interview with Fox Business Network's Larry Kudlow, Salazar said she is working on her own piece of legislation that would give legality to millions of illegal aliens. What would the GOP do? That's exactly what we're trying to put together, and we're going to have something for you and for the viewers probably next week, Salazar said. Salazar said providing an amnesty to illegal aliens who have been in the U.S. for at least 5 years is necessary to send a message to the Latinos or the Browns in this country that we in the Republican Party, we have the same values entrenched in our party that are in their hearts. Don't you think that the Republican Party should be talking to people like me? Well, we have not, Salazar claimed. We have not done it. Why? For whatever reason. Despite Salazar's claims, former President Donald Trump had increased his support among Hispanic Americans between 2016 to 2020 from 28% to 32% after surging interior immigration enforcement and reducing overall legal immigration levels to boost U.S. wages and job opportunities for the lowest of wage earners. In fact, Trump won over more Hispanic Americans in the 2020 election than pro-amnesty Senator John McCain, Arroz, did in the 2008 presidential election. McCain, one of the co-sponsors of the Gang of Eight amnesty in 2013, won 31% against former President Obama's 67%. Trump, running on the most pro-enforcement GOP platform in decades, last year boosted his support in deep blue majority Hispanic communities that sit along the U.S.-Mexico border. In 20 Texas counties that are on or near the border, Trump won 8 compared to winning just 3 in 2016. Even more, support for Trump increased in all but one of the 20 counties. Kudlow agreed with Salazar that the GOP should back amnesty, saying most illegal aliens have been good citizens for a long time and deserve legality or citizenship or some combination of green cards. Salazar, who said illegal immigration has been good for big business, said illegal aliens are doing jobs that other Americans don't want to do. The latest unemployment predictions suggest that working-class jobs, those in the food services and hotel industry, may never return as automation cuts into the labor market. Today, while President Joe Biden proposes an amnesty, more than 17 million Americans are jobless, and those in the lowest-paying jobs have been hit the hardest as a result of economic lockdowns spurred by the Chinese coronavirus crisis. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.